Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, February 9th. Say it with me. Happy Resurrection Day. Thank you for contending alongside as we seek to be in God's Word and to gain the wisdom that God has for us in the pages. We're in Joshua chapter 24 today. We're only going to read a little snippet, but this is Joshua right before he dies telling the people, you have to choose. Either you're going to go after the gods of the Amorites in the land which we are conquering, or you're going to do what is right and remember the God of your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Today you must choose who you will serve. Joshua 24 14 and 15. Now fear the Lord and serve him with faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord is undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And now our second reading is Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 19. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in kings' palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and violent people have been raiding it. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come. Whoever has ears, let them hear. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others, 'We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'He is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is proved right by her deeds." And finally, from Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. It's interesting to me that each of these passages is telling us to choose wisdom. In Joshua, he's saying to the people, choose whom you will serve. And the wise choice there is to serve the God who rescued you from Egypt, brought you into this land of plenty. Then in the New Testament,
John is a little bit confused about the Messiah. He's actually in prison and he sends some of his disciples to Jesus and says, are you really the one? Because this isn't how I figured it would all go down. I thought we would probably be partners in ministry. I'm elaborating, of course. And Jesus says, look to what I have done. The blind receive sight, the deaf are healed, the lame walk. All of these miracles point to who I am as Messiah. Then Jesus makes a commentary on how the people didn't believe John and they aren't going to make the wise choice of believing in him either. Verse 16, to what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling out to others. We played the pipe for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn. Jesus is using this metaphor to say, you criticize both John and me. John was too strict with all of his fasting and I am too free eating with sinners. And then he ends by saying, wisdom is justified by her deeds, which just means that true wisdom is proven in the long run. And that brings us to Proverbs chapter 9 that reminds us that fear of the Lord, although it doesn't seem very active, is really what is most important, that attitude of reverence and awe for God, turning our attention to Him, reminding ourselves of our dependence upon Him, praying fervently to Him, reorienting our entire lives around following Him. That is where wisdom lies. As we end the podcast today, I want to pray a prayer from the app Daily Prayer. They start their prayers each day with, open our lips, Lord, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. And then there's another prayer here from the acclamation of Christ at the dawning of the day. Will you pray with me? O Lord, open our lips and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Blessed are you, sovereign God, creator of all. To you be glory and praise forever. You founded the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. In the fullness of time, you made us in your image. And in these last days, you have spoken to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. As we rejoice in the gift of your presence among us, let the light of your love always shine in our hearts. Your Spirit ever renew our lives, and your praises ever be on our lips. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.